This is the podcast for people that believe they do not need to change the world. We believe it's all about becoming the most effective version of yourself in the moments in life that matter the most. This is
the Inner Changemaker Podcast. Instead of changing the world, change their world. Changemakers, what is going on, everyone? Hope you're all having an amazing day, an amazing night. Whenever you are tuning into this, it is your man, your host, Jay Wong. And I wanted to create this episode to answer something that's been on my mind recently. And the title of this is really The Purpose of a Podcast is Not What You Think. So for those of you that are looking to build up a podcast, a show, you're looking to create some level of legacy in your life, this recording's for you. And before I dive into what is the purpose of a podcast and how maybe we should look as business owners and as creators, how we should look at a podcast, let me back up here and let me ask you this. Have you ever had a great teacher or a great mentor? Perhaps maybe you are a coach and maybe you've had great coaches in different areas of your life. On my own life, I've been fortunate in my life to have had a couple great mentors, and I'm always on the lookout for my next mentor. Perhaps that's a different story for a different time. But one of my first mentors, like direct mentors, his name was Zach. And this is back when I was running a painting business. And my God, there were so many things to do. If you can imagine, 18-year-old Jay Wong. And, you know, when you're running a painting business, I was responsible for literally everything from hiring to training my painters and teaching them how to paint and going door to door. And this was all done in the winter of Canada, by the way, because we would get ready for the warmer months and those would be our production months, right? And, you know, I'm going door to door. I'm training my painters how to go door to door. We're doing these free estimates and I had to kind of perfect and master my sales presentation. And I mean, some days I was legit working 14-hour days. And this is a little bit like right on the cusp of, you know, Facebook and social media. But I remember just being exhausted. I remember waking up with all these missed calls and messages from people I needed to get back to, people that, you know, wondering if our workers were going to show up. And it was just a mess. And there were times that I would call my mentor, and who happened to also be my kind of like my direct manager at that time. I was running this painting business with a company called Student Works Painting. And, you know, I would be so overwhelmed on these calls. And, you know, sometimes I'd just be defeated. And I would just get on the call and complain. And I would just vent, you know, to the other person and just said like, oh my God, I don't know how to be able to solve these things. And, you know, the beauty of having a mentor, for those of you that have had coaches, or maybe you are a coach, right? You know that sometimes it's just a little bit of a tweak here. It's like one or two things. And all of a sudden, the person gets that level of clarity. And I know that was the case for me. Sometimes it would be a story of how he was able to overcome, you know, the same obstacle. Other times it was a quote. And other times he would tell me exactly what I needed to hear and what I needed to do. And eventually I was getting momentum in my business. And I ended the summer with over $60,000 in revenue. And this was 18 years old. Like it was the most money I've ever even seen like accumulated, you know? And even though I didn't even hit the top quartile of operators that year that were a part of the business, I mean, I made more than double the average operator, and I made like 3-4 times more money than almost like all my friends. And I was pretty proud of myself. You know, I remember going back to business school after that summer, after that experience, and being really proud of the person that I became through that process. And even going through that, even like talking about it right now, it was like one of the best summers of my life. And it was horrific going through it, but I look back on that and I go, wow, that was one of the most defining summers and experiences in my life. So, you know, I get it. You know, I like, for you that's listening to this, like you're running your business and your operation, you're creating content, and it's great. I mean, obviously you're going to have more bad days than good days, but it's worth it. you know, to live out your dream, to go after it, to create the life that you actually want. It's why you got started. And I really understand that. So why am I telling you this? And how does this relate to podcasting? Well, that's the frame of mind that I want you to keep in mind as we're going through this, because the podcast is not just a source for you to create the celebrity for your business. It's going to do that. We'll get into it. But it's not just the source for you to be able to bring in new audiences. The purpose of the podcast, what it really does well, is that it is an ongoing conversation in your customer's mind, in your listener's mind. It's a relationship building process. Does that make sense? Okay, think of it like this. The podcast is what Zach was to my 18-year-old self, okay? It's like the perfect coach to your perfect client. That's what the podcast needs to be. You want to be the authority, the celebrity in their head, so that when they are ready, you are right there, top of mind, showing up consistently every single day, guiding them through, giving them insights, giving them the inner scoop, right? And so, you see, podcasting has evolved so much, even in just the last few years. And, you know, if I really date, you know, kind of bring myself back here, when I first started my podcast back in summer of 2015, and I know some of you listening, you were with me on that very same journey. And I know this is kind of going back there, but because our show has grown so much, because chances are you're listening to this, you might be a new listener, I want you to know that I didn't have a lot of clarity when I first started. And I started the podcast because I wanted some legacy, something to leave behind, you know, and I wanted to figure out what my message was. I wanted to figure out who I wanted to serve. And the whole idea has been sitting on my head, and I wanted to do something about it. And when we launched our podcast, it wasn't, as much as I would love to say it was my intention to be, you know, highly ranked in the new and noteworthy section and to be the number one podcast in self-help in Canada, and then for it to be the number one podcast in all of iTunes. Like, as much as I would love to tell you that that was like the plan, let me guarantee you that was not on the vision board, okay? And so it was just as much of a shocker to me that when we launched, all those things happened. And, you know, the truth is, when we work with our private clients and our students now, you know, we're always saying that the podcast needs to do a couple things, right? Really two things, right? One, you want to launch a top 100 podcast because there are a number of benefits that come with that, that come with that type of one-liner. But two, you want to have that conversion piece built in, right? And so that was my premise back in the day, like when I just launched the podcast. I believe that if you're going to put in all the work and all the effort in launching this podcast, that it deserved to be on the front page of iTunes, right? And by ranking in the top 100, it accomplishes a few things. You know, number one, you can use it as social proof for your own brand, you know? And trust me, when I was starting out, I had no email lists. I had none of this branding stuff. And so I really milked every second of it. And you should too, especially if you are just starting out. Number one is social proof. Number two is community. Part of the launch strategy is to build up your initial community. It's about driving subscribers and reviews. But once you start ranking, now they've helped you get that piece of the puzzle, right? Like they, the people that have helped you get there, they're officially on your journey, which is awesome, right? So you kind of kickstarted your community. And the last reason is that you're positioning yourself in front of a cold audience that doesn't know who you are, but they're interested in the topic that you're covering. So for example, let's say you were launching a marketing podcast, right? You could rank in the marketing section, right? Let's say you had a real estate podcast, or you know, you're a mortgage broker, or you did something with cryptocurrency. Well, you can rank in the finance category, in the real estate category, and you're positioning yourself in front of people that don't know who you are. Now, when we work with our private clients, like I said, this is only half of the focus, because the other half is the conversion piece. It's the piece where you actually monetize and build up momentum. Now, a lot of people think, oh my God, monetization, I got to get sponsors, I got to get affiliates, you got to do all these things. But if you followed my work for any length of time, you might have heard me talk about this one concept that my students and I use called the dream car method. okay? And so the dream car method is very, very simple. If you close your eyes really quick and you just imagine your dream car, right? And anytime I speak around the world, I always get people kind of thinking about this, which, you know, we always ask them at the end, but we get them to close their eyes and we say, hey, think of your dream car. By the way, everybody, almost across the board picks like a red Ferrari. Isn't that a little crazy? Or like maybe like an orange Lamborghini, right? So envision this car in your mind, okay? What can you see about the car? Like as you're looking at the car, you see the color, you can see like the windshield, you can see like the body of the car, like how smooth it is. Maybe you see the logo, right? Everything you could see about this car right now without doing anything, that is known as the front end of the car, right? Makes sense, right? Because you could see it with your eyes. Okay, cool. What can you not see about the car? Well, you probably can't see if it has tinted windows, you can't see what's the interior of the car. Right? You certainly can't see the trunk space without opening the trunk. You can't see the engine without, you know, wherever the engine is these days. You can't see the gas tank, the wiring. You can't see what makes the car, right? You can't see what makes the car go. That, ladies and gentlemen, is known as the back end of the car. Now, you in your business, as you're building your brand, as you're building your movement, you need both of these things. Just like you want to have the dream car. You can't have one without the other, right? And how many times have you seen people focus on just the front end of things? What's an example of a front end? Well, use the same idea. Can I see it with my eyes? Well, can I go to your website? Can I go to your Instagram? Can I go to your podcast? Can I see you speak, right? If I could see it, then that in our world qualifies as the front end activity. And the job of the front end is to really just create awareness and bring in relevant traffic. Your job is to create people in your marketplace that raise their hand on some level. Maybe they give you their email, maybe they opt into your community, maybe they listen to your show, maybe they watch you speak, whatever it is, they opt in and they say, I'm interested in what you gotta say, right? That's the whole job of the front end. Notice that money and revenue and coaching packages and your courses and your products and services don't live in the front end. Guess where that is? It's in the back end. That's right. Right. It's in the back end. It's the engine of your business, right? And so for any good show, any good business, you need a combination of both. Now, I'm not going to go any further. In case you want to learn more about the dream car method, you can attend one of our training sessions called the Six-Figure Podcast Master Plan Training. And we go way more in depth during that training in terms of what this actually means for your podcast. And you can access that at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/masterplan. But what's the whole point of me sharing this with you? Well, I like to ask you, like, what's the point of having the vanity metrics of having a top 100 show or all these things that you want to share about, all these likes and engagements, but if you don't have the conversion piece in place, what good is that, right? And I'll tell you what happens. You get trapped. You start creating endless content, sometimes with no real strategy, right? And you might be right there right now, and it's okay. And, you know, essentially, it's what my students and I call the content creation hamster wheel, right? Content creation hamster wheel. Does it feel like that? You know? And some of you probably know what that feels like. Some of you probably can think about that. But trust me when I say that I was there for a very long time. It is exhausting. It's exhausting, right? Tons of engagement, tons of likes, tons of comments, but you're not exactly sure how this is leading to you moving forward. Rent is still due in 30 days and your visa is still due in 21 days. And what ends up happening is that you make your audience, the people that you want to serve, the people that want to consume your content, you make them thieves because you start resenting the whole process. And because you haven't figured out the monetization piece, because you haven't figured out where the place of the podcast goes, you can't possibly be able to serve them from a full cup perspective, right? You're always going to be pouring from an empty cup. It's always going to feel like you're pushing so hard and you're not getting where you want to be. I don't know about you, but it's not a great scheme, you know, for your business. And I know because I spent probably my first, if I had to be honest, probably my first like 14 months 16 months maybe was like that. It sucked. It sucked, you know? And, you know, going back to this conversation of having the front end and back end, I think it's great if you understand that as a principle, you know? That's how you make money. That's how you like make the content work for you, right? But getting to the true purpose of a podcast, it starts as your front end. Yes, especially if you're just like starting out, it helps put you on the map. It creates the celebrity, helps get your first like 100, 200, maybe 1,000 listeners. You interview some thought leaders, some influencers, they introduce you to their audience, right? And boom, like you're riding their tailcoats. Is it tailcoats? Coattails. You're riding their coattails, and now you're building a bit of your audience as well, which is great, right? But let's be honest, my most profitable students, what they do best is that the true purpose of a podcast is meant as an ongoing conversation. It's a place for your audience to not just check in with you, but a place where they can check in with themselves on the theme of your show, right? Does this make sense? Let me give you a couple of examples. Maybe we'll break it down a little more. So let's say you're a health coach, right? Tons of you that are listening, right? Tons of my clients, they're health coaches, right? They teach on nutrition, fitness, mindset, right? Keto, all these different aspects of health, right? It's a place where they can learn. The podcast is a place for your consumers and your customers to learn about the amazing health insights, the new doctor that you wanted to interview. But it's also a place for them to ask themselves, how can they improve their nutrition? How can they improve their lifestyle, right? If you're a mortgage broker or you're in real estate, it's a place that, yes, they can learn about investing and the ins and outs of, you know, mortgages and real estate and lending and banks. Sure, it's a place where they can learn, yes. But it's also a place where they could start thinking through their real estate arrangement. How can they continue to invest? How can they begin to invest, right? If you're a speaker or coach, and I know so many of you listening to this are, or you want to be, it's a place where they can get help on the topic of your choice. So it doesn't matter whether you're a relationship coach or a health coach, or you speak about really technical things, or you speak about, you know, personal development or energy, whatever it is, right? It's the topic that you're geeking out on, but it's an ongoing conversation in terms of how they can improve that aspect for themselves. Is this making any sense to you guys? Look, it's the same thing as coaching them and giving them some hints every single week. You're helping them on the journey. That's the use of a podcast, is to build that relationship. You see, Dean Jackson helped me put this strategy together. And for those of you not familiar with Dean, he's probably one of the smartest marketers on this planet. I met him in a mastermind that I'm a part of, put on by Nicholas Kuzmich. And he is known for, you know, a whole number of things, but, you know, creating the original opt-in page or squeeze page. He's known for the 9-word email. He's known for the super signature and many, many more evil schemes, as he calls it, in marketing. And anyways, he's been podcasting way longer than me. He's had multiple great shows. I Love Marketing is one of them. And he even runs a podcast with one of my old mentors, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach. And one of his podcasts he was telling us about this in the last mastermind meeting, he runs is called More Cheese, Less Whiskers. Right? Don't you love the name? More Cheese, Less Whiskers. In fact, I was on there recently, so you guys can search that up. But it's a podcast where he doesn't just do normal interviews. Like, he's not just interviewing, you know, millionaires and billionaires and New York bestsellers. I don't know. I'm sure he has, you know, very high caliber individuals on. But what he does is that he gets you to apply to be on his show. If you're an entrepreneur and you're making X amount, you can apply to be on his show. And what it is, it's a full on, okay, coaching session where Dean will actually go through some of the problems that you're going through. He's going to share with you his methodology in terms of coaching you and being able to guide you along the way. Now, the catch is this. It seems like it's a great deal, but the catch is this. You got to be super vulnerable. You got to be super honest, and it's all going to be recorded, and you're going to have to share some numbers, essentially, to his whole email list and his network, right? As long as you're okay with that, then, you know, then it's a really, really great deal. So the question becomes, why? Like, why does he do that, right? Because hiring Dean with is just simply not cheap, right? I know he runs a couple of events. I imagine it starts at like 5,000, you know, and I can't imagine what it would even be if you were to hire him just one-on-one, right? And he's like a true serial entrepreneur. Like he's in the real estate game. He's in, you know, he has a team to help you kind of write some amazing books. Look, what I'm trying to say is this. He's doing a couple things right. One, he's showing you that he is the authority and expert, and he's not telling you. Well, how do you know? Well, he's coaching someone live, all right? Or you're listening to a recording of a coaching session, but he's not coaching you, but he's showcasing that he is the expert in this area, right? So that, number one, that's what it does. Number two, he's coming from a place of service. Like, think about what type of win-win-win this creates, right? He wins because this is probably something he would have done by default, right? And two, the person wins. If you're getting interviewed by Dean, all of a sudden you got tons of value from it because you just got his attention for 45 minutes or an hour, whatever it is. And if you're the audience, you also win because, hey, you don't have to go on share your numbers and share where you're at and your revenue and all this kind of stuff. And you can just learn, right? You can just, you're getting actual great things. Now, you know, I think that is amazing because you're actually coming from a place of service. And three, he's not setting aside any time to just create content, right? He's having these conversations regardless, you know? And look, there's a lot more that I can go deeper into this entire strategy, but this is the true purpose of the podcast. It needs to be this ongoing relationship building exercise that you are doing with your potential clients. And I hope you thought that this was valuable, and I hope you thought this was really cool, because this is something that we're currently implementing and implementing with all of our private clients and a lot of people we work with in our own agency. So look, if you got any value out of this and you want to learn more about how we could potentially work together in a coaching capacity, by the way, directly with me, you can go to www.theinterchangemaker.com/masterplan. And there is a awesome training there. It's free for a limited time, and it'll give you an amazing breakdown on the stages, the sequences, and the discoveries along the way of what it takes to not just make six figures with your podcast, whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned entrepreneur, but really how to integrate that part and leverage it to build up your authority, to build up your celebrity. And if that sounds amazing to you, that training is up there once again for a limited time. By chance, if you want my full team and I to simply do this for you, we do have a kind of a long waiting list thus far, but we did just recently open this up, meaning if you want to create just the content of the podcast and you want my team of editors and writers to do the rest, you can actually go ahead and apply at www.theinterchangemaker.com/apply. And you need to be generating quite a bit of income already, preferably to have at least one team member besides yourself. And if not, I mean, that we do make some exceptions, but you have to be the right fit for us to actually work together. And you have to want to have a podcast done in the next 90 to 100 days. But there are way more economical options. Just, you know, go see the training, and I think it will break down for you. For most of you, it's going to give you enough strategy to definitely get the wheels turning and get you in momentum, because that's what it's all about, right? And so that's it for this episode. I really just wanted to share that insight with you and talk it over a little bit. I appreciate you all so much. Appreciate the patience for me, by the way. I'm still putting my team together, getting the systems together. Whew, it is a painful process, but I'll save that maybe for a later episode. And I can't wait to see you guys until the next episode. Live with passion, live your dream, and live it now. Have you been thinking of leveraging podcasts and Alexa shows to help grow your business? Not sure maybe where to start and scared of wasting time on the wrong things? Let me be your guide as I show you the right sequences and steps to be able to launch a top-rated show on iTunes, as well as actually leverage your podcast and leverage your Alexa show to build out your business. Don't you think it's time that you put your voice behind your products and services? If you were drawn to this show, then I know that it's time that you got working on your message and sharing that with the world. Get my podcast creation roadmap for free at www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap. Once again, it's www.theinnerchangemaker.com/roadmap.